Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Gonna pop in here for a couple minutes. I can say hello to you, Mr. Wonstadt.
Dave Wonstadt.
Shane, wake up.
NFL head coach for 11 years.
The Bears came in here and Dave Wonstadt. There's a happy group of overachievers that have been well coached.
College football national champion.
Dave Wonstadt, one of my, you know, really idols.
Super Bowl champion.
These guys, it's tough to get any, you can see it's tough to get any serious work done here, but
Football analyst for NBC Sports and the Marquee Network.
Jason Leisure is sitting in for Spiegs.
Hey, where is Spiegs? Danny, where's Spiegs? I love when you put the, oh God, where is Spiegs?
Spiegs at home celebrating the new year.
Yes, I know. But we had a thing because it seemed like for a while there, every other day, every Thursday I came in, Spiegs wasn't here. Where's Spiegs? So I finally came in and said on the air, where is Spiegs? And it's, here we go.
Coach, you missed it earlier.
I love Spiegs.
Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care.
I don't care.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Man, how about it's 5 o'clock here. Isn't it? It is.
It's
I'm looking
the,
at that clock.
On the nose, Coach.
Coach, on the nose. And thank you, Keith, huh?
We like you too, Coach.
Brought in the drink.
You. Cheers.
We appreciate that. Our segment with Dave Wonstadt is brought to you by Four Winds Casino, your entertainment escape. We're obviously, like, as a show, we were really concerned for you because you live in Naples, Florida. And when you saw any of the radar stuff, you saw how Naples was in the eye of Hurricane Milton. So we're happy that, you know, you had already made plans and you were already up here. But how are things at your ranch down there? And what are people telling you, your neighbors telling you about what type of destruction Milton caused?
Well, you saw how bad it was. And I think over the last 4 days, I have become a hurricane expert. I mean, seriously, as far as the wind and it was above us. It was a little up towards Sarasota when it hit, between Venice and Sarasota. But the worst place to be for a hurricane is to be south and east, because that was, it turns counterclockwise. The northern part of the hurricane is going to, which was Tampa, didn't get much rain or much flooding at all from the standpoint of surge. They get the wind. And then when it circles around back out into the Gulf and pulls everything in, now the southern part is getting all the wind, and it's getting the water pushed up. That's where the surge comes from.
Okay.
So the last one I had, you know, we had a 10-foot surge. We 8-foot surge hit our front door, and it went right through our house.
I remember
2
years
ago, through the fish. We had live fish swimming in the swimming pool in the back. We lost the house. So my wife, Jan, did a great job. We get it put back together finally, and then this is coming. And besides the stress and the money, everything involved in it, you know, we were making plans. I mean, I haven't had any sleep in 2 days, basically. You're watching this thing. You're trying to see how close it is, how many miles, you know, what's the wind velocity, what's it going to be, what category when it hits the water. There's a lot that if you really, you know, get into this stuff, it makes a difference. That makes a difference. And I'll tell you, I had 6 people at my house between 6:30 and 7 this morning. I mean, my builders were there. My friends were there. My landscaper was – I mean, it was incredible, the people that showed up and they were calling Jan and saying, you know what, we are in your house and it is dry. We had nothing. So all the prayers out there that people were sending, you know what, they must have been praying to Moses, because I think he parted the Red Sea. You know, because if you...
You're welcome.
There you go, Spig. That's what you were doing. I'm glad you were doing something.
That's right.
When you took your 3 days for the holiday, okay? Now I know what you were praying for. But thank
damn
you.
Right.
It worked. So
that's amazing. So everything... How about stuff around you? How about the streets around you?
Our street is closed because so much sand... You know, we're about 200 yards from the ocean, from the Gulf there. And so much sand and everything came up. It was thrown toward our house and right in the bottom of our driveway. The street is closed because you can't get down there because there's sand and debris and stuff. And we're watching it on our cam, and it's creeping up. It's about a 5-foot surge. Now, we sit 6 feet. So anything over 6, we're getting water. And it's coming up the driveway, and it's about 5 feet.
Unbelievable.
And then, and all of a sudden, guess what happens? The damn cam goes out because of electricity and power, and we lost everything.
So you were watching all of this on
yes,
your yes, home cams
yes,
that you
yes,
have.
Yes. So a long story short, we don't know what's going on during the night. You know, I mean, it's pitch black. It's midnight. Low tide, high tide is a big deal. High tide anywhere.
But you're up here trying to sleep, not knowing what the hell's happening with your house.
Yes, yes. And and Jan, she got a different perspective now. She puts everything in categories. I'm a little bit obsessive person with everything. And she goes in and I says, what do you... And I got Fox Weather on one station. I got this, you know, the Weather Channel on our one. She says, I think she had Chicago PD or Chicago Fire. That really, really made me mad, okay? And she says, we can't do anything about it.
She's Coach.
Oh, Spigs, don't you and
Jan is right.
If you'd have told me you had Moses working for us, I could have got some rest. Anyway, I know everything's worked out, but it's tough down there on people, boy. It is you know, it's just because it's one after the other, and it's so in debt, and then you're trying to insurance. Some people don't have insurance. Insurance won't cover you. Hurricane insurance doesn't cover anything. It comes from the ground, so the water or trees. No. The guy says that you don't get anything for that. Coach 2 years ago, he says unless the named hurricane hits your house directly and basically takes the roof in the house, you get nothing. So we got nothing for that. So we had flood insurance, which you have to have. It's a FEMA, it's a federal law if you're that close to the beach. And so that was all we got, which was nothing compared to what the damage was.
The roof came off of Tropicana Field.
Oh, yeah. Did you see that?
Yeah, and that's where they were staging all of the people that
stuff.
Were there yeah. that to help is that they were staging and letting people sleep and work out of there. And then you look over and like the whole roof is just gone.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable.
Well, the Bucks this week, Tampa Bay Bucks. They went to New Orleans. I think they left Monday night or Tuesday morning. And Jacksonville is delayed going to play the Bears because of the weather.
That's so, a lovely segue back to the football game. We're glad you're safe, and you've just personalized it for a lot of Chicago listeners and Bears fans.
Yeah, well, it is. Yeah, it's and there's a lot of the only reason I ended up there was because of the Chicago people, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, here we are. And you're right. The Jags delayed their trip But they got there, and they got there about, I don't know, 3.5-4 hours later than normal. But I bet some of them are rattled, Coach. I bet some of them are rattled and worried about their own houses and their families and their friends and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's got to take a toll on a football team.
I got three sisters down there. Jan's got a sister down there. I mean, besides all the good friends we have down there, it's amazing. But anyway, so here we go. And
I mean, you think that could rattle a football team and keep them from being able to focus and play a game or what?
If you know, when I was coaching the Dolphins, we had 4 hurricanes in 5 weeks. We lived in darkness. Okay, we had our entire house boarded up for a month, Coach. A month, one way in, one way out. Okay.
Wow.
A generator. Thank God that was the only thing that kept the lights on. And they turned the Dolphin facility, a Dolphin stadium, Joe Robbie at that time, they turned it into a facility.
A relief center.
Relief center. You know, so I've been through these. I've been through hurricanes. I mean, obviously more times than I'd like to say. But
And did your team have to, you know, work and practice and play?
Yeah, it was a big distraction. We're in there trying to watch tape, and someone's little kid run down the hall past me with a blanket. You know, I mean, dragging a blanket, you know, and what are you going to say? You know, and you're thinking to yourself, yeah, so it could be a distraction. It absolutely could.
How'd the Dolphins do? How'd you guys do during that 5 week stint? Any memory of it?
No, it doesn't. It's not important.
Doesn't matter. So maybe the Jags are going to be distracted.
Well, I know that they've already moved some stuff back. They were supposed to do media availability tomorrow. They are now not doing media availability until Saturday because everything is thrown off. Mm. And the league right now, the league spokesperson says there are no changes to the schedule on Sunday. We shall see.
Well, you know what? That would be what you just said there, Lawrence. There's a lot of I would not want to do a media day the day before the game.
Neither would I.
Right? I mean, that's why most coaches do them early in the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, so they're done with, hey, we don't want to answer questions about who's going to get the ball and what type of deep. And players are even more of a routine type of individual than sometimes coaches are. So that will not be a pleasant time for the media.
What I think is interesting about players. It is that with the Thursday leaving, which I understand, like they did this last year too, but you need everything to kind of go right to line up schedule-wise.
Yep.
If you're leaving on Thursday. And even Doug Peterson, in one of the quotes from him, says, well, it could affect some timing tomorrow trying to get out, but it looks good. It looks promising anyway for our window to get out of here sort of on time with not too many delays or hiccups in the next 24 hours or so.
Yeah.
Football players and football teams are about routine. And even 3.5 hours, even that is enough to knock you off of routine.
Well, I'll give you one. So we're flying in to play on a Sunday night game, Monday or Sunday, I can't remember now. I'm at Miami, and we're going to play the San Diego, at that time, Chargers. And they had the wildfires going.
Oh, yeah.
And so we are flying in. Now, this is the honest to God, no exaggeration on this deal at all. And as we're flying in, the plane starts filling up with smoke. Not from the plane. You could tell that it was outside. It was wood type of smoke. And we were looking at all the fires on us outside. And the smoke is coming up, and it's being sucked into the plane. So we land, and Junior Seau, you know, was one of our starting linebackers at the time, one of my favorite all times, toughest player I've ever coached. But anyway, that's another story. Mm. So Junior owned a big restaurant right next to Jack Murphy Stadium where the Chargers played. And he came up to me, and he says, Coach, I'm going to take the whole team and treat everybody. Because we used to have team dinners. I always liked everybody together. You know, I was old-fashioned, they say now. But anyway, that's how we did it. And he said, Coach, can I take the entire team to my restaurant for dinner? I says, absolutely. So we land, and they all head out to Junior's restaurant. Well, about an hour after we land, our president comes in of the Dolphins and says, Coach, we got a problem. He says, they're going to make the stadium, Jack Murphy, a rescue place for citizens. And we can't play here tomorrow. There's going to be fires and smoke. It's unsafe. So I said, what's the answer? They said, well, we got a hotel booked up in Arizona, and we can play tomorrow night, Monday night, I think it was. They moved it back a day. we were going to play the Chargers in Arizona Cardinals Stadium. Or was it Arizona State Stadium? I think they were playing the same places at that time.
Okay? Wow.
Before the, and so we got back on the plane or that night.
So everyone had to get like back
on. They're all out at dinner. The players come in. You talking about distraction now? Get on the plane. Get on the bus. We're going. Where are we going, Coach? We're going to go up here and blah, 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 blah. You know, team meetings at 10, 11 o'clock at night. It's a mess. And so we go up there and land. Now we go in the hotel. They go to bed. And fortunately, it was a night game. So the next day, this would have been like
2003. I'm looking at it right here.
Okay.
Wildfires forced Chargers to move Monday game to Arizona against the Dolphins, Sun Devil Stadium.
Yeah. And now the at the end of the day, it didn't turn out too bad for us, did it, Spiggs?
I don't have the box score.
Come on. Drew Brees at that time was the quarterback of the Chargers. Marty Schottenheimer, they had the running back.
Natrone Means?
No, God. I wish it was Natrone Means.
Tomlinson.
Oh, God, you couldn't tackle. He was a great player. But anyway, we adjusted well.
26-10.
Thank you.
Yeah, you took care of him 26-10.
Let's
coach.
Go home. Let's call it a day.
That's you talk about planes, trains, and automobiles.
How about that though for a distraction?
Yeah, that Chris Chambers.
You fly all the way across the country to be told
Miami. That's right. Thank you.
The game's not
here. 6-7 hours, whatever that was.
Well, what's the game? Well, all right. So pile everyone back on a plane. Now we got to go play. And honestly,
they had a snoot full with Junior's restaurant.
Right. and quite honestly, Sun Devil Stadium is not really an NFL stadium. Like it's old. Yeah. It's even back in 2003. That's why they built that place out in Glendale. But that's incredible, Coach.
But that's a weather story, being that we're dealing with Jacksonville.
Sure.
And all that. You know, just a sidebar for us.
Lawrence is afraid of this game. He's afraid of this game because the Jaguars' offense can be legit. And this past week against Indy, it was big-time legit. As you've been looking at it, you think Trevor Lawrence is still broken? He was pretty damn good. 371 in terms of yardage, 2 touchdowns, 1 pick, but he completed 82% of his passes against Colts.
Yeah, I kind of feel like Lawrence does. You know, I've been very adamant, and I've been all over the Bears in a lot of ways, in a good way, the last 2 or 3 weeks. This one, it makes me a little nervous. I mean, when all you got to say is Trevor Lawrence, Travis NTA, you know, the running back out of Clemson, you know, great player. Christian Kirk, Brian Thomas, the rookie from LSU, he's as good as any receiver that was drafted this year. Trust me on that, guys. Okay, any of them. Brian Thomas had the best, I think he had the best yards after the catch. There was some statistic that he had. And then Gabe Davis, the big wide receiver. Ingram, the tight. They got a lot of talent.
Ingram's back this week. He's been hurt, but he's coming back this
week. Okay, I didn't know that. Okay, good. Yeah, so what you're saying, Spiggs, is right on. These guys got a lot of talent. You know, so we're going to have to be ready. This is not that Carolina team that we played last week.
That's the thing that bothers me, is that you look at the record and you say, oh, well, they're a one-win team, but they're better than a one-win team.
Absolutely.
And that's what scares me a little bit. But okay, if you're the Bears, how do you manage not being overconfident after beating an LA team that wasn't healthy and beating a Carolina team that's terrible? How do you hope Matt Eberflus is handling that?
I think you put the tape on. I think you put the tape on and you say, you know what, guys? You know, we made a few plays when we had to beat the Rams, but when they didn't have their best players, and that thing went down to the wire. I mean, the last play, Matthew Stafford, if we don't get to him, if he don't throw that pick, and I know there's a lot of ifs, I mean, he was basically going up and down the field.
Yep.
I mean,
they just couldn't finish in the red zone.
Right. And so that was a dangerous game. I don't think there'll be any problem there. Now, Carolina was bad. Let's be honest, right? I mean, it was a first half game. They came out and tried to give it, and Bears came out of the locker room ready to play. I give Matt Eberflus and staff and the players credit. They hit him in the mouth. They ran the ball, and then Carolina shut it down. At the end, there was a couple of those plays where they made no effort to tackle, I thought. They took almost bad angles on purpose, you know what I mean, so they wouldn't have to have contact. That was That was disappointing. I mean, it was great for the Bears, but and you'll see that on film. They know who they played.
Yeah, so you don't think overconfidence is going to be an issue?
No, not with this team, not at this point in the season. Absolutely not. We got good leadership.
Those that Jaguars defense can be thrown on, but you just said it right there. Good leadership.
Yeah,
I mean, Eberflus was talking about it after the game. He's like, I've never named 8 captains before in my life, but yeah, we're good. We got good leadership. They feel really good about the way that whole thing communicates right now, don't they?
Yeah, and they're playing a lot of guys on defense. We were one back in the day. He keep referring. We were one of the first groups. We started at Miami of rotating defensive linemen. You know, we always kept 9 guys up active, and we would rotate those guys in. And
I didn't. You guys get credit for that?
Yes,
innovation?
Coach. I'm taking credit for it. Absolutely. Absolutely. But the difference was, we had Leon Lett coming in taking the place of Russell Maryland. So, you know, it was always.
You were deep at it. Yeah.
Absolutely. And so I like what they're doing of rotating defensive linemen in, keeping guys fresh. It's real good. It's real good stuff. And they did run the ball. You know that I am not a major fan
of DeAndre Swift carrying the ball up the middle.
Inside, between the tackles, okay, on the edge and screens and that, I think he's as good as anybody in the league. So I just like to see Roshan and those guys, and I like to see him use a tight end and a fullback a little more to set up the play action pass. But it's coming. It's coming. And everybody says, oh, Caleb Williams only completed 70-some percent, or I think it was 77 or 68 this week. And last week, Coach, he had 74. Yeah, but guess what? He threw the ball down the field this week. He made bigger plays. And as the more you throw it down the field, it's tougher. You know, you can complete 5-yard completions all day long, or not all day, you know, a higher percentage. You start throwing 20-yard completions, all of a sudden –
Brian Hoyer has like a 70% completion percentage, but he wasn't ever throwing the ball down
Thank
the
you.
Field.
That's the point that I'm trying to make in a short manner. Good.
Coach Wanstead is the man. We love this time of week.
Truly do.
Keith from Shorewood is here. He brought bourbon. Everybody's having a delightful time. We got more stuff to get to with Coach.
Including his pick 4.
He's got a pick 4. And there's a specific defensive lineman that Eric Washington was talking about on this Bears team.
Oh, I want to hear about it.
Yeah, we want to play a little piece of tape and get your thoughts on that. So much more to come. It's Spiegel and Holmes right here on 670 The Score.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.